Dear brothers and sisters, this past weekend I had the joy of visiting Malta for the 1950th anniversary of St. Paul's shipwreck and this 3 months John there. I am deeply grateful to the civil and church authorities and to all who received me so warmly. At the grotto of St. Paul, I thanked God for the abundant fruits of faith, holiness, and missionary zeal which the preaching of the apostles brought forth on these islands. The Christian vision, so deeply rooted in Malta's life and culture, continues to provide inspiration for meeting the great social and moral challenges of the present time. The vitality of the faith in Malta was evident in the joyful celebration of Mass before the Church of St. Publius. As a natural crossroads, Malta has never been isolated or self-enclosed, nor has the Maltese cross, which I saw woving everywhere, ever lost its authentic meaning as a sign of love and reconciliation. The challenge of passing on the perennial wisdom and truth of the Gospel belongs in a particular way to the younger generation. At the port of Valletta, I challenged Malta's young people to look to St. Paul's spiritual journey as a model for their own, to let their lives be changed by an encounter with the risen Christ, and to trust that God's loving plan is more powerful than any storm or shipwreck along the way. I welcome the newly ordained deacons from the Pontifical Scots College, together with their family members and friends. Upon all things, speaking visitors present to this audience, especially those from Finland, Norway, Sweden, Indonesia, the Philippines, Canada, and the United States, I invoke the joy and peace of the risen Lord.